45 a.m., Sheikh Shahid Ali will be having his class on the 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi. And then following that, immediately at 12 noon, Dr. Siddiqui will be having his tafsir class, and he'll be talking about Surah Ali Imran. Both classes on Zoom and YouTube and Facebook, so you can get the details for that in the newsletter. This evening, at 7:30 p.m., MYG will be a game night. So if you're into that, you can join the MYG family. And again, details are in the newsletter. And yesterday, many areas had earthquake drills to help us prepare and make sure we have emergency kits filled with basic necessities and a plan in place. So as we ask Allah to keep us safe from any harm, just make sure you check those preparations, and you can check out shakeout.org. And finally, make sure to be cognizant of the safety guidelines as we're going through COVID. It's been a few months, alhamdulillah, there has been no spread at ISOC, and we want to keep it that way. So keep your mask on throughout the prayer, covering both your nose and your mouth, and observe social distancing. And especially on your way out, as we exit the prayer, just to make sure to not crowd around and leave one row at a time. Jazakallah khair. With that, introduce Dr. Saeed Beg.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم. I begin in the name of Allah. We praise Him, we thank Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, none can misguide, and whoever Allah leaves astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad is the last and final messenger of Allah. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, his companions, and upon all those who follow him until the end of time. One of the most powerful examples from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we find concerning his complete and utter trust in Allah, his reliance upon Allah in the face of incredible dangers and threats, is from the migration, from the hijrah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made from Mecca to Medina. And we know the famous story, the context, the rise, the persecution of the Quraysh against the Muslims, the loss of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beloved wife Khadija radiallahu anha, the loss of his uncle Abu Talib, the violent mistreatment at Ta'if, the increasing persecution, and even the attempt to assassinate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so we know of the famous story where the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his companion, his close friend Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu an, they slipped out and they made their way to the cave of Thawr, which is in the opposite direction to Medina. And they made arrangements for provisions, for camels, for a guide. And yet even there, in their cave, despite all their plans, the Quraysh launched a bounty, and they and their professional trackers, their men, their horses, managed to come all the way up to the cave. And in that cave, where the Prophet ﷺ was there with his companion Abu Bakr, with no human army to defend them, and the trackers and the men of the Quraysh right at the foot of the cave, where they could even see them if they looked at their feet, what was the reaction of the Prophet ﷺ? We learn from the Quran that he turned to his companion with قَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Do not grieve, do not be afraid, do not be sad. Indeed, Allah is surely with us. In the face of immense danger and threat, his reliance upon Allah was complete and absolute. And this is a hallmark of the prophets. We find a similar example with the story of Musa alayhi salam, when he and his tribe were leaving the Pharaoh, the most advanced army at the time, with their machinery, their soldiers, and they faced the Red Sea on the one hand, and the army of the Pharaoh on the other hand. And the tribes of Bani Israel came to the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and he told them again, إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Indeed, my Lord is with me, and he will guide me. And as we find ourselves facing our own calamities, our own problems, our own difficulties, especially in this year of 2020, with pandemic, with wildfires, with climate change, with the elections coming up, with different sorts of economic hardship, physical hardship that we have all gone through, the breakdown in our social lives, the connections with our families, the quarantine, we have to realize that every obstacle, every layer of difficulty that we find can become another means to pursue with more passion the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reliance upon Him and Him alone. So how do we do this? What are some strategies? What are some ways in which we can advance in this? First, we need to make sure our concept of tawakkul is clear and correct. There are many misconceptions people have. Tawakkul isn't a passive thing. It isn't just letting go, being indifferent, being careless, not planning, not doing our own part. But it is, on the contrary, a very active thing. It is a muscle. It is a conscious practice and exercise we develop every single day as a habit, that we actively place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the example of the cave, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq made all their precautions, made all their plans to avoid the Quraysh. But when all these plans still didn't go, still were at the brink of collapse, they did not lose heart. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not concerned, because his trust was not in those plans, but it was in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another point to remember in this regard is that tawakkul isn't in our own actions, it isn't in our own sense, our own ego, our own sense of self, our own status. It isn't in our material possessions. It isn't from this world alone. And there are ways in which sometimes we can become lulled into a false sense of security, a false sense of certainty, with our regular paycheck, with our regular salary, with our relationships with our friends, our family, our position in society. We begin to think that these are the reasons why we have the blessings that we have. But in the Quran, we are warned against that. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا. Those who do not await our meeting on the final day, and who are pleased with this world, and who are content with it, وَطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا, to find a place of security, of contentment, of lack of fear in this world. Indeed, and the verse goes on to describe how they will go into the fire. Because our trust is not upon our material things of this world, but is upon Allah. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. It is upon Allah that those who place trust should place their trust. رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. Allah is the Lord of the East and the West. There is no Lord, there is no God except Him. So take Him as your wakil, take Him as your guarantor, as your protector, as the one who you place your trust upon. And this isn't just a matter of reflecting our own sense of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there is an element of love. Our servitude is bound up in love as well with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves those who place their trust upon Him. So this is an action, tawakkul is an action that in its essence exemplifies our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our complete trust upon Him rather than upon ourselves, and our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One strategy we can use after we clear up our conceptions about tawakkul is to practice gratitude, shukr. Because when we practice shukr, we recognize in that instance where the real credit lies. It is not with our actions, it is not with ourselves. Ultimately, all of our successes, all of our achievements, all of our possessions, all of our valuables could not have come about without permission, without the ability provided to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَقَدْ هَدَانَا سُبُولَنَا. And why should we not trust in Allah, and He is the one who guided us to our paths, in our good ways. We recognize that all the good that we have in this world comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we place our trust upon Him. It is easier to trust someone who you feel a sense of gratitude towards, that you will know that will fulfill your trust in the future as well. وَإِذْ تَأَذَنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And if we are more and more grateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will increase us in this as well. So being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part and parcel of having and developing and increasing in our trust for Him. And part of this is also looking for the good in everything that happens, looking for the good in every calamity and every good thing that happens to us. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And indeed, Allah is the best of planners. Sometimes there may be things that we don't like, that we think are bad for us. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes there may be things that you dislike, but they may be better for you. So you place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, that He is the best of planners, and He will provide the best for you. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to develop in our trust, to hold our certainty in Him, to delegate our affairs to Him. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Part and parcel of tawakkul, in addition to clearing up our conceptions about tawakkul, in addition to practicing gratitude, is just engage in more and more dhikr. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُ الْقُلُوبِ. It is with the remembrance of Allah, with mentioning Allah, that the hearts find contentment, find security. And this dhikr can come about various ways, whether it's reciting the Qur'an, reciting adhkar. Making dua is also a key form of gaining that tawakkul. Because once you make dua, you, in essence, realize the true nature of your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you're gaining, you're asking for Him, that the affair, the power is in His hands. And so, to have a relationship of dua, where we constantly make dua for everything that we aspire towards, that we are afraid of, that we want in our lives, we have this relationship, that this conversation that we have ongoing at all times with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, builds up that trust as well. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك وحبيبك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم اللهم ارفع عنا الوباء والبلاء يا رب العالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استقيموا